General Education Minister Awud Dengashwil says 930 students will miss their primary leaving examinations today because of insecurity in SPLM-IO-controlled areas of Jonglei and Upper Nile states and parts of Warrap state due to intercommunal violence. Deng confirmed officials from her ministry have been unable to access those areas.
There is no any other way for us to take the exam if the personnel in charge are not given an access and they are not secure to go. And that means the examination will not be secure because we are trying our level best to get a correct assessment of these students who are sitting today in South Sudan.
Achil says the ministry contracted a bank recently to deliver money to Neural in Jonglei State to pay for teachers' incentives. She says she was surprised to learn security operatives in Neural detained the agent for 3 days and confiscated all of the money. Achil did not say how much money was confiscated and never returned. Achil says the money has not been recovered and teachers have not been paid. She accuses SPLM-IO security forces of not adhering to orders from their partners in the national government.
When we reopen the schools, the authority there open all the schools. And when we said, please don't open this school, the answer was negative. So we had to engage the leadership of the IO. And the third incident is when we closed the school, they also refused to close. So we have to engage the leadership of the IO to talk to them to close. So it means nothing from us here goes on.
Achil says there have been security concerns in Central Equatoria and Upper Nile states that would have stopped pupils from writing exam, but she says governors of both states resolved the matter. She says state officials transferred students from Lanyo and Morobo counties where they had experienced insecurity to Yei in order to sit for their exams. Achil says her ministry is making plans for pupils who will miss exams today.
In Warabi State, one particular area that we have no anybody to supervise these exams. We have suspended them not to take place today. But after this exam, we will organize for the rest of the student to take their exam in a safe environment where national security and the police and the examiners are given access to go to.
SPLM-IO Deputy Military Spokesperson Colonel Lampo Gabriel denies SPLM-IO security forces blocked national ministry officials from accessing areas of Jonglei and Upper Nile. He says if that had happened, Minister Achil should have raised the concern to the Joint Defence Board or JDB, which oversees security situation in both the states.
The JDB was formed to have full command of control and control of the forces to the agreement. That includes the SPLM-IO, the national police from both sides, the organized forces from both sides. That is why we have the chief of defense force of the SSPDF, the chief of the chief of general staff of the SPLM-IO as members or co-chairs of the JDB. We also have the director general of national security from both sides as members of the JDB. Now, why would the minister of national examination forego all these people and come up with a solution that unless the police and national security are taken care of, they want to take place? The JDB never got any information from the ministry to give protection to the examination center.
Moses Deng, the head teacher for Romaboth Primary School in Tonj East County of Warrap State, says 94 pupils in his school will miss examinations. He says education officials delivered examination papers to his school this morning. He says while students were already writing their examinations, police officers came to the school and informed the pupils to stop writing because of insecurity concerns raised by the National Education Minister.
In Tonj East, we have some schools where you have received their exam. One of them is Navajo, also only. So these two schools sat for their exam, leaving three schools. These three schools are Umabu, Father Ivo Chikachi, and Nokwaich Primary Schools. So these three schools belong to the young community. So we are wondering why the white community is affected by this insecurity. leaving others community.
Deng says he believes the education ministry is deliberately targeting his community. A total of 64,138 pupils are to be sitting for primary leaving examinations this year. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino from Juba.